Does karma have a perpetual succession? It doesn't have to have. It doesn't have to have. What it means is that, say, if A comes and slaps B, and B goes back and slaps A, and A punches B, and then B punches A, then A takes a stick and beats B, and then B takes a mace and beats A. It keeps escalating. So he said that if you follow an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and the whole world will become eyeless and toothless. It become blind and toothless. So it has to stop somewhere. Now, as far as karma is concerned, what is the purpose? See, people are not programmed devices. Everybody has free will. So if A has hurt B, now A has to get consequences for that. But if B starts giving the consequences, then that is like taking the law in one's own hands. Nowadays, because say the police and politicians are perceived to be corrupt. So there are a lot of movies coming out about vigilante justice. Vigilante justice means, you know, somebody themselves takes the law. This person has done this crime, or this person is a gangster, this person a terrorist, and some hero goes and kills all of them. Now, on movies, vigilante justice might seem like a nice thing, but actually once we start taking the law in our own hands, then it's dangerous. Whenever a law is made, we should not just see what is the good that can be done when the law is applied, but we also need to see what is the bad that can be done when the law is misapplied. That is the responsibility of every thoughtful person. So taking the law in one's own hands, I may take the law in my own hands to kill somebody who is bad. But tomorrow somebody else may take the law in their hand and they may kill somebody good. So you can't have lawlessness like that. So the idea is that if somebody has done bad, then there are legal ways of seeking consequences for that. And in the past there were kings, now there are governments. And if those things don't work, or if those means require too much work and you don't want to get into it, then you may decide, okay, probably this was my past karma, let me accept it and move on. To get exhausted. Now, if through some legal means somebody is given some punishment, and the legal system is reasonably good, then that is like a retribution or a punishment for their wrong, and then it gets over. It's only when we take the law in our own hands and we start doing wrong, then that's how it goes on. Sometimes it is said that if you kill a cow, then you will become a cow, and the cow killer will be. If you kill a cow, then you will become a cow in the next life, and the cow will become a human being, and the cow will kill you. Now, this is a possibility, but it's not necessary that it has to happen like this. That is, these kind of descriptions are indicative of the principle of the law of karma. It's not that karma has to be perpetual, because then you could say, if we say that all cow killers will become cows, then can you say that all cows were cow killers in the previous life? That would be a ridiculous argument. Then cows are gentle. And we say all cows are cow killers in the previous life, and therefore, just to give them their karmic punishment, all cows should be killed. That would be a ridiculous argument, isn't it? So, it's not implicit that karma is perpetual. It is, whenever the action, there is a consequence. But how the consequence comes, that will determine whether it will just escalate or it will end over there.